The Uganda Women Human Rights Activists under the Domestic Violence Act Coalition has challenged fellow women in influential political positions, tasking them to prioritize the enactment and enforcement of laws safeguarding women's freedoms across the country. Addressing the media at Starova Portico Hotel in Kampala, the Rose Wakikona, the Deputy Executive Director, Women's Pro Bono Initiative, remarked that female political leaders have not done enough to leverage their positions to fight for the rights of fellow women.
It never went through. Sexual offences bill, nothing. Marriage bill, nothing. The legal aid service providers bill, nothing. Which law came out of that parliament for women in Uganda? We don't see it. And therefore we are very unhappy with the 11th parliament and its performance. And we recognize that yes, there has been an increase in the number of women in political spaces. But right now we are going ahead to ask them that even as you are growing in number, what have you done to make the life of the common person in Uganda much better?
Fatuma Nakazi, gender-based violence prevention advocate, calls upon security personnel to prioritize the protection of women human rights defenders.
We call upon the government to commit its constitutional obligations relating to the rights of women and girls and to prioritize gender equality in physical planning and accountable use of resources. We call upon state and non-state actors to fully respect the rights and freedoms of women in civil, political, economic and social spaces. We urge security agencies to exercise their mandates with professionalism and accountability, particularly in protecting women human rights defenders and the young activists.